It's Anthony Wilson from Proximity Risk and Assurance again with episode 2 of the Mastering Risk Management podcast series. I hope everyone's had the chance to listen to the first podcast in the series. If not, let me just briefly refresh the concept for our new listeners. So this podcast is designed to prompt discussion about topical risk issues and, where possible, learn from the experience of others. To this end, I'll be seeking to talk to as many CROs, risk thought leaders, and risk practitioners as I can and bring you their thoughts and musings via this podcast channel. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to the first episode. It's only short and gives you a bit more depth about what the podcast series will cover. So for this episode, I thought we might work through some of the subjects that would be worth discussing in future episodes. I'd love your feedback on this. What would you like to hear about? And are there specific risk people that you'd like to hear from? It strikes me that risk management is a profession that could use some consistency. Sometimes it feels there is very little agreement about anything that risk professionals debate. And whilst risk management should absolutely be tailored for the organisation, I'm not sure why there are still so many different interpretations of different risk terms. I think talking about a risk glossary or standardising some terms is a good thing, and the standard 73 goes some way to doing that, but why are we still having so many different interpretations? There are some other areas that seem to promote lots of discussion. Risk appetite is one that seems to come up fairly regularly and has a great deal of debate around it. Over the course of the podcast, we'll check in with the various risk professionals on their view of appetite, tolerance, risk limits, those sorts of things, and see if we can get their view on how those terms should be applied and how they work. It would also be useful to discuss risk matrices. Are they of benefit? How are they being used? Who is the target audience for them? Do they consider both opportunity and threat risks, etc.? So who's using them? How are they using them? I think it'd be a good subject for discussion. So the list of top risks, we could talk about those all day, and they're certainly different for each organisation, but there are some that are a bit more common. So maybe we can have a discussion around what are some of the more common risk types that affect many, if not all, organisations. Common, but no less concerning. How does your organisation monitor emerging risks? Might be a subject for discussion. Is there a specific process that you follow? Is it an ad hoc routine that you go through? Do you review publications, websites, blogs? How is it you get your information? Do you monitor industry reporting and publications? Have you tried a methodology in your business that's yielded good results that you'd be prepared to share? I think we'll get some views on this too as the series progresses. In the risk fraternity, are we doing enough to promote the profession to young people? It's always seems to be the grey-haired brigade when I'm out and about at seminars and workshops and those sort of things. And, you know, I just wonder whether we're doing enough to get young people interested in this profession. I know when I recently completed my master's degree in risk management, in most of the subjects I took, it seemed that the young people involved were leaning more towards actuarial careers, which, yeah, is a facet of risk management, but it's certainly not frontline risk management roles as we would know them. So is there something else we should be doing to promote the profession to young up-and-comers? So that might be a good subject. Speaking of qualifications in risk management, it's also perhaps taking some time to explore in more detail what's out there in terms of formal qualifications, what they entail, and probably which qualifications are most highly regarded by senior risk managers. So there's a myriad of potential topics for us to cover in this podcast. I don't think we'll run out anytime soon. I think there'll also be some great learnings from our guests, the people that work in the risk arena, support those that do, or could be the customers of the risk profession. So, you know, lots of subjects to talk about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on those. I'm really looking forward to these conversations. I hope you are too. Please, you know, let me know if there's things you want to hear about, if there's people you want interviewed. We'll try our best to line those up as well. As always, feel free to get in touch with me. Anthony Wilson. My phone number is 0404 829 040, and my website is www.proximityriskassurance.com.au. Thanks again for listening.